One child, three responses. It's amazing how this small, simple, tiny child born in this backwoods kind of place called Bethlehem could evoke such diverse responses. We have the response of Herod. Herod, who hears about this child being born, is one day he's going to be king, and of course, King Herod is filled with this incredible rage. Like, what do you mean there's a threat to my throne? I mean, King Herod was ruthless, even killed some of his own offspring to protect his throne. And so when he heard that there was this child born, he set out to destroy that child. Pray God I will never be like him. But if truth be told, there's sometimes when I too set out to destroy what God might be doing in my life. I don't want to take that path. I don't want to know that. And I just go, oh, I don't want to know that. Like it's amazing. Even in my own being, how I can sometimes refuse to listen to the word of God. When you and I commit a mortal sin, it is destroying the life of God in us. So let us not be Herod. There's another response that's made by perhaps the vast majority of the people at the time of Christ. That response was a response of, ugh. They just ignored it. I mean, here's a star that can be seen by these three fellows from another country. I mean, if that star can be seen by them, it can be seen by everyone. The same star was seen by the shepherds, the angels singing in the sky. I mean, just think of all the excitement that's happened over the last couple of weeks about these, what do they call those things, drones flying over in Denver. I mean, this was even more amazing, angels. I'm certain Fox News was there to report on it. But for most people, they go, eh. Similar today, isn't it? That's why it's very important for us not to be like those folks. See, if you ask me, most people do not make a decision to leave the church. Very few people have come up to me and said, Father, I've made a decision to leave the church. There's been a few, but very few. For the most part, what seems to happen is, well, you've been going to church all your life, and then all of a sudden, one Sunday, you miss a Mass. And you go, whatever. I thought lightning's supposed to strike me. Grandma always said, lightning will strike you if you miss Mass. And it didn't happen. And then you miss maybe a few months later, you miss another Mass. And then you go, I miss another Mass. And then you go, in fact, not only did I miss a Mass, but heck, hanging out at Caribou Coffee was kind of good. And then you begin just drifting away. You begin to miss your prayer time. You begin ignoring the poor whom you see on the streets. You ignore the old elderly people who might be next to you and in your neighborhood, and you go, I don't need to encounter God there. I can go to Caribou and have a mocha latte grande something or another. You need to be careful about ignoring God. We need to be careful about becoming apathetic. We need to be careful about just drifting in our faith. Happens even in relationships. Husband and wife married for a billion years, and then one day one ignores the other. And then they ignore a second time and a third time, and they start to drift and they start to notice others out there. Very dangerous. Apathy. Very dangerous. And then there's the third group, the Magi. Magi maybe should be the patron saints of young adults today. It's been said that young adults today are the seekers, are those who are seeking after God. They're seeking after something. They're seeking after meaning. They're seeking after love. They're seeking after something. And that's what the Magi were seeking. They didn't know what they were going to find. They just saw this star that they said, we got to like figure this one out, fellas. They Googled it and they go, there's nothing here. It's not been Googled yet. But they saw it. They inquired, what's going on? They listened to these people, these Jewish scholars. What's going on here? Are we really seeking? So we need to be people who are always willing to seek. And then something happened. See, they didn't just keep seeking. They eventually encountered. They went into this little stable, and they knocked on the door, and they go, anybody home? And they go, this is like a weird spot. Like, what the heck? And there's a bunch of cows filled with fleas here. And they open up the door, and there they see this child. And they knew. They knew whom they were encountering. So it says, they prostrated themselves. It's the word for worship. Worship means to prostrate yourself. And why do they prostrate themselves? Because Jesus was in a manger. He was like in this manger, so he's only like a foot off the ground. So they go, well, if he's King of kings and Lord of lords, if he's the one that's star, we need to get lower than he is. So they got flat on the ground. Prostrated, worshiped. And their hearts are moved. They begin to realize this is why we brought these gifts here. So they open their gifts. Gold, the king, frankincense, incense, expression of worship, and myrrh. Because they realize this one would die for us. Suffering he would encounter. So we want to be reminding constantly ourselves of what we're about. So there's a tradition on Epiphany Sunday for us to bless our homes. And I want us to do it. And to help me to do this, I got some little packets here. I need some help. Pass these out. Let's see. Can you help? Pass these out. Be quick. I can't take up any extra time in my homily. So there you go. Here, there's some over there. Can someone help? Someone help. Let's see. We got some help. Yeah, here, take them. Grab a whole bunch and grab them. Take them and grab them out. That's right. Here we go. All right. Yep, let's grab them and take them. I don't know. We might run out, but we'll keep going. So here you go. That's great. That's great. Yeah. All right, you're young, you can help. Here, hand those out. All right. We're running things, so one per family, please. We might run out, but we'll make it work. All right. If you need one, raise your hand. How are we doing over there? You all got one? There's some folks up in the choir area, too. How about over here? Do you all have one? No, we need a whole bunch over here. Any extras? Ron, here we go. All right. Yeah, I'll grab a handful. Oh, yeah. We had a lot of people at Mass today. Who needs one over here? All right. Here, you can help. Yeah, okay, pass those out. All right, anyone need one? You know one over there. All right. Who? I just threw that in church. Need one back here. Don't throw. All right. This morning at the 9 o'clock Mass, we had like 1,000 kids, and all through the rest of the Mass, I heard this. It was great. I think it was most of the priests dropping them. So in here, what you'll find is a card. This card is a prayer. It's got what you're supposed to do. And what we do is we want to mark our homes because, see, you and I were called to be holy. And it's easy to be holy at church, isn't it? I mean, you got beautiful music. You got the beautiful scenery and the lights that flicker. And you got candles and great servers and wonderful readings and everything that evokes, be holy. And you know you're at church, so you don't want to be mean because, hey, you're at church. Be nice. But the place we most need to be holy, well, I mean, it's here, but it's not here. It's at home. I mean, if there's any place I was going to sin against my brother or my sister, it was at home. I mean, at church, are you kidding? But at home, I mean, like, the things in my mom, if there's any place I'm going to say no to my mom, it wasn't at church, because then I'd get embarrassed and I'd really hear about it. It was at home. Kevin, do the dishes. I didn't have to say no. She knew I meant no. And so what we want to do is mark our homes, the entrances of our homes. And so for thousands of years we've been doing this. We put a little cross and we take some chalk. You'll see there's a piece of chalk. This one's purple for the Vikings. They get lucky. Anyways, and so you put a little cross, and then you put a C, and the C is for who? An M. M is for? A B is for? The three wise men, because the Magi, because we're seeking after God. We want to be holy. So we remind ourselves that these people traveled 1,000 miles or even 1,000,000,000 miles, and then we put another cross, and you have the 20. And the 20 for 2020 is the year 2020. Next year you can scratch off the 1 or the 0 and put a 1, 2021. And every time you come in your house, you go, oh, this is where I need to be holy. And every time you leave your home, you go, this is where I need to be holy. So you might want to put it over your main entrance, maybe over the garage entrance, because most of us just come in and out of the garage. But to be holy. And then you take some holy water. And so after Mass, you can fill up your holy water at the baptismal font. We also have like 6 buckets or bottles or whatever of holy water in the commons. And so just stick your bottle in there. The kids love doing this, and you can fill it up with holy water. And then you go home, you say a prayer together, you mark your doorposts, sprinkle the house with holy water, and then go around to every room, the basement, the bathroom, the bedrooms, the living room, the dining room, because we are to be holy in every single room in our house. And then when someone comes over to our home, we say, welcome. It's great to have you here. Receive the hospitality of this home. And when you're a brother and you're a sister, you go, wow, it's so good to play together. We're being holy, just like the holy family. And when you're not being holy like the Finnegans were, then you remind, hey, be holy like the holy family. Get out the holy water and sprinkle me some more. When you go to work or you go to school, which begins in just a couple hours, and to be holy, and to be seeking God, and to be making space for God. I'm not going to drift in my faith. I'm not going to ignore God. I'm not going to do things that destroy my relationship with God. I'm going to be like the Magi, those wise people who sought after God. And seeking him, they encountered him. And then they worshiped him. And then they gave all that they had. We do the same thing today as the Magi did on that first Noel.